Show me love, show me love.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another Just Play podcast with myself, Andy Aiken, and with our handsome 40-year-old co-host on this occasion, because I'm introducing Ryan Tricky. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Very well, actually. Very good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm very good. You liked my intro there, of course.
Absolutely love the fact that you keep reiterating my 40th birthday.
Just in case, yeah. Every time you ask me the intro, I'm going to be bringing up the age. We turn 41 and then I'll change it.
Oh,
and there will come a point where you'll probably throw it right back in my face.
Oh, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Ryan and I today are going to be speaking about one-to-one, aka private tuition versus group coaching, or what's the comparisons, which one's better for who we teach, and also probably from our perspective, which one we enjoy teaching probably more than the other. So layman's terms, Ryan, what is one-to-one coaching or private tuition, which could be a small group, versus group coaching, which we associate as probably five people in a group and more?
Yeah, so obviously in your kind of, yeah, your private coaching is like, yeah, like you say, 1 to 4. It's a very small group, usually. I would say more 1-to-1 based, 1-to-2 based, and you're primarily looking at, in those instances, maybe tactical and technical developments that you need to have in your game. I suppose most, we probably get into this a bit more, but mainly technical. But I'm sure you might come in and obviously say possibly tactical in other ways. And then your group coaching is effectively, yeah, larger scale groups where you just don't have that, you know, obviously, yeah, it's more a social environment, more working on tactical themes with a coach coming around, giving you the odd tip. And you're doing lots of drilling, that type of thing. So, yeah.
That is it. That is it.
That's pretty much it. Layman's terms, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it. Nice to see you as always and end a pod. Well done.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, done.
No, so I guess in a nutshell, I'm going to quickly go through the private 1-to-1, 1-to-2, 1-to-3, 1-to-4 route, and I'll leave you group coaching. So I was just going to quickly give a snapshot in terms of what I believe is the pros and cons, and then I'll let you do the same. So I guess for any kind of private tuition, certainly from a coach and a player's point of view, 1-to-1, you can really get in depth with the technical a little bit more. You can obviously have readjustment and changes of swing. Grip is probably one of the biggest things you can probably do in that private tuition. And it really enables you to hit, hopefully, a good lot of volume of balls at a good quality is probably the main thing. You can have from a coach it really manipulated, landed in a certain spot, whether that be hand feeding, racket feeding. It can be done over and over again, and you can have specific eyes on you at all times. The con, I think, to one-to-one tuition is potentially obviously price, because you are having that lesson by yourself or a very small group. It is potentially a bit more of an inflated price that comes towards yourself. I believe, though, coming back to the pro, it is, depending on who you go with, obviously, always like anything, I think it is justifiable and it is valued if you feel like you're getting something from it. I think the other thing probably to consider is, because it is one-to-one, sometimes it can be manipulated to make you feel better. And I guess that is done because from a coach's point of view, we want you to feel the shot better. But, you know, you have a one-to-one lesson, say, with one of us. The next day you go and play a match and it may not feel the same. That's because it is in a different environment. So the environment is created so that you can learn, you can practice, but it is not a true environment for pressure, I guess, so to speak. Everyone's going to feel pressure in different ways. So they'd be probably there's probably a few more of each, but they're probably the main ones that I've got for one-to-ones private tuition. I'll hand over to you, Ryan, for groups.
Yeah, I think group environments are kind of, I suppose, went to it a bit myself bit earlier, but they tend to be obviously a larger group environment, so less one-to-one coaching time. So you'll find that the coaches that you're working with are primarily going to give you a lot of tactical situations and drills because they want to keep you hitting lots and lots of balls. They want you to obviously enjoy your session, obviously be a bit more sociable with those players around you. But obviously, generally speaking, more a technical, sorry, a tactical route with the odd technical additions thrown in, as a coach should be walking around, kind of visualizing, watching, what they're trying to address over to you. And obviously give you the odd tips of the trade. And again, the pros for those is that you still get quite a lot of volume, I'd say. And it is targeted to a specific tactical intention. The other pro is obviously now there's more players on court. The cost of that session is now going to be dropping because there was a larger amount of you or a larger amount of you that can be shared. So you'll get that. Drawbacks, obviously, like the private lessons, you're not going to get that much time with the coach, although the coach is going to try and see you as much as they can. It's just simply a lot harder for a coach to give you that individual time. And I know me and you, Andy, we'll do certain sessions where we'll give you like 5, 10 minutes of drilling on that particular set, that tactical situation, but give you a bit of technical input. Although it's only 5 minutes, you only need that little gem of information to hopefully help you. Whereas, yeah, I think, and obviously then everybody else around you are still doing the drill themselves, but maybe playing points or other conditions involved in it. So, yeah, I think unless you can think of any other particular bits, it's mainly just obviously the amount of time you're with the coach, I think, is probably the big one, and obviously the cost back to you. That changes just the outlook of the lesson. I think obviously, we're going back to what you're saying about, private tuition. I think, is it fair to say you would do more private lessons for technical gain and maybe group sessions for more tactical gain, perhaps?
I think that's certainly a fair assessment. Yeah, definitely. I think listening to you speak there, I think one of the things for those that are listening, if you are signing up or do group coaching, I think what you resonate about those sort of 5 minutes of like golden time, you could call it, or there's going to be different phrases for it. I know from my experience and probably from yours as well, that you're going to get some people that will come with an expectation that they're going to have their game changed in group coaching, and that is far from it. We will certainly set up situations, because I've certainly got to awkward points in a lesson, like at the end, where a player has asked me, "Oh, could you have a look at this a little bit more depth for me next week?" And what you need to obviously be very careful of and very mindful of is a coach is there to split their time as much as they can with all the players that are there, because essentially everyone is a, I hate to say it, they are a paying customer, and they are requiring a service. Whereas, if you want that extra time, as much as it sounds like we're selling ourselves as coaches, which to a certain extent we are, you need to have a one-to-one lesson. If you want that bit more feedback and a bit more time, it's not a case of paying, a lot less for a group coaching session, and want exactly the same amount of time as you would a one-to-one, because that's really unfair. So I think that's the other thing people need to bear in mind, certainly.
Yeah, I was going to just in addition to that, obviously when you're talking about the private lessons and things, I think it's still also important that when you get private lessons, you're going to get technical. Let's say you're making a change, so like a grip change or something like that. It's really important, I think, to understand that, people learn in different ways, but that particular change might come quicker for some and not so for others. And when, again, both of us have been in those scenarios where we might have to spend more time, on that particular grip change, try and still make it fun. But obviously, if you are going to make a change to your game, like any skill, you've got to kind of associate the skill first. So it's not going to be, that one lesson's going to change the game completely. It might for a small percentage, I would say, of people, but I think it's very important just to kind of, for us, feeding you that information, giving you that time to kind of practice it. But actually, it's then up to you to kind of take that technical practice and take it into a hitting session or like rallying it, try and practice it yourself, right? So I think from my point of view, if I have a private lesson, I think they almost come in and they say, right, I want to have a bit more topspin. And we might be able to change a little bit of that topspin. for them, but it's not going to be dead set. It's not going to be working straight away after that 1 hour, is it?
Yeah,
If you're
agreed.
going to try and go for a topspin and you're a flat hitter, you've got to put time in behind it. So whether that is extra lessons, or if it's like, if you're short on lessons, then sharing a lesson to spread that cost, and obviously working that particular thing, or whether you just have that private lesson, then you go and practice it a hell of a lot. Because if you are practicing a lot more, put more time into the game, it will get better. You're just using your coach to basically give you the right, sending you on the right journey, on the right path, so to speak. I suppose the thing I'd say is obviously the 2, 3, and 4 group coaching. What would you say the perks of that would be? So like the small group privates.
I think certainly perks of that is obviously you are getting a little bit of that social interaction. There will be the opportunity to, again, this comes back to ability and I guess what the group expectation is for a session as well. I mean, if you are getting a group that comes weekly, say you've got two players that come weekly, the expectation of potentially somebody with their friend who's coming for maybe two lessons, there's going to be an outcome that they want to try and get by the end of that. Whereas, two players that come every week for 40 weeks of the year are potentially just going to want a different theme each week. There might be a bit of a follow on from the last week. There just might be a lot of variety, so it doesn't get too stale as well. But yeah, coming back to it, sorry, the perks is obviously they're going to be able to hopefully play with each other. There might be a little bit of a coach stepping in and starting off with a bit of volume. It might be a case they've got to hit, three forehand topspins across court, and then the fourth one they play it out, for example. So there's a bit of realism being involved in there, just as an example. But I guess it is very much two friends playing together, and the likelihood is they are going to be different abilities to a certain extent. I mean, I don't know whether you've had, I've had plenty of people in the past go, as a husband and wife, can we play together? A mother and a daughter playing together, can we have a lesson together? And as a coach, you kind of go, yes, yeah, we can adapt it, but please be aware, the session is going to be, potentially two different things going on, which is where we have to be very adaptable and amenable to who's in front of us, don't we? So.
Yeah, and I'm following on from that. I think when you get into that smaller group environment, if you go up to the four, I suppose the main reason we do that is potentially that everybody's got a spot on court. So, again, the volume side of things, the perk is that you're still getting good volume. You're always going to be hitting a ball. Let's say you're a doubles player, which a large amount of, clubs will play doubles tennis because it's more sociable, get that team environment going. You're going to come back with certain technical but maybe more tactical themes, like want to poach a ball a bit more or understand a bit more of how you can close down at the net a bit more, let's say. And with that three or four you've got, and obviously if you've got the coach involved, you can have volume, we can set up tactical plays where you can still practice the technique but also understand the tactics behind what you're doing, so how you can anticipate play and where's good to hit, where's not good to hit, that type of thing. So, and again, the perk of that, if you're going more in that group, I suppose the perk is then again the price is shared, so it drops again. So I think as coaches nowadays, I think with cost of living and things like that, we're still probably seen to be a little bit more of a an expensive sport maybe, because obviously we still have to get on a tennis court and that type of thing. I know lots of tennis clubs are trying to make it more amenable and affordable for players to get on court. But as you say, the coaching side is our business at the end of the day, and obviously we are still paying our bills. That's important to understand when you see your coach. It's not that they're trying to, take £40 off you or whatever, £30 off whatever they're charging, as a rip off. They're not trying to do that. They're worth, most likely worth that waiting in that money, aren't they? And if you can't afford it, we completely understand, and that's why we're kind of saying, right, okay, if you want a private lesson, the coaches will generally give you an outcome that will hopefully suit you and be more flexible and, as you say, adaptable to what your goals are, really.
I certainly agree. And I think, well, I was just going to come on to more or less us as coaches now. I feel like we've certainly really gone through from a client's point of view, but just the simple question, which do you prefer teaching, one-to-ones, or small groups or large groups?
So I do a bit of everything. To pick one out, I think there's a perk to each of them. Can I just say I probably
Lucky there's no gun to your head at this point. I mean,
no,
for
absolutely. But yeah, well, I think the smaller groups, so maybe the kind of ones where you've got three or four, so quite a close-knit group, I quite enjoy those because everybody's on the court. It's very sociable. You're giving them a lot of volume and time. And I think you see a bit more progress sometimes in those sort of sessions. I don't know what the research was. I might be slightly wrong in it, but I think they say if you have a private lesson and you're playing twice a week, let's say, so it could be anything else. I think there's a growth rate of something like 300% over, I want to say, 6 months. So I think that's probably about right, isn't it?
I've never
But
heard that, but I mean,
yeah,
I
no, there
learned the
has been research
statistic.
done for it. If you play 1 to 2 times a week, and obviously the growth in just playing sometimes, and also versus obviously lessons and stuff, but
Yeah.
I would have to look into that and come back to everybody. But no, going back, it's just small groups, I think. I do like private lessons, for sure. But if you know, sometimes I suppose sometimes we're not fulfilling somebody's skill that they want to get or their goal, that we can't get their expectations, that's quite tough. Obviously, I do like larger groups as well because it's obviously more fun. To that extent, you can have a lot of good social kind of camaraderie going on. But yeah, no, for me, it's small groups. What about yourself?
I'm big groups. I'm
Oh,
big
yeah.
groups. Yeah, I feel like I've changed over the last few years. I think I really did enjoy one-to-ones. I felt like it was really getting to the like the meat and the bones of the player and really sort of trying to change. You could really see development happening. But I think there's something about the challenge of group coaching that I quite like in terms of just having, you know, eight players on a court, on two courts, sorry, where, you know, you've got just a vast array of different abilities, essentially, and you know, righties, lefties, double-handed backhand, single-handed backhand, you know, somebody who hits their serve hard, somebody who hits their serve soft, and that's the beauty of our sport, right? We've got so much variety, and if I'm setting up an exercise to do with, you know, let's say volleys, there's going to be, like you say, a teaching point for everyone to try and do, but everyone's going to swing their racket slightly differently to a volley, or they're going to move in ever so slightly differently. As many markers I can put on the floor and try and make it as clear as possible, there's still going to be, you know, a couple of people that are going to do it ever so slightly differently. Or yeah, so I do quite like that, and in a good way, and also a frustrating way, because there are days where I think to myself, gosh, I've really led that group session wrong today because they didn't get it. So I always look back at myself if there was a group session that didn't really go well, and I'm sure you probably had it, like you sometimes go, oh, such and such really wasn't listening today, or you know, they didn't seem to get it. And I always go back to myself, I was like, well, did I explain that well? Did I verbally and visually demonstrate it? Was my language clear? Because sometimes, as I'm sure everybody listening can testify, and yourself, I do speak quite quickly. So, you know, that can be a flaw, certainly in my communication style. So it's something I should try and improve on. But I'm also feel like I'm always in a rush in life for whatever reason. So, yeah, group coaching, I think, for me, in a nutshell.
That's fair enough. And I suppose the other thing is, what would you I suppose the other question coming back to you is, do you think there is as much of a need from your business side for private coaching? Is there as big a demand for private coaching, or do you think there's more people that want to have the social and group coaching kind of game?
I think that's always going to be very much geographical, isn't it? Your club is always going to be different. My club's going to be different to where you are, isn't it? I would say it's about a 50-50 split where I am. I think there are players that will just happily come and do one session a week, and have their tennis fixed. There are other players that don't want to have that interaction in a group, and they really want to develop their tennis well and feel like that individuals is the way to do it. And there are others that kind of want to do a bit of a mixture of both. They might do a weekly coach session and have a top up of an individual once a month, for example, just, you know, stuff that might have happened in a group session. They go, oh, we did that, 2 weeks ago and I didn't quite get it. Can we go through it together? Which is actually probably, when I look at it, they're the kind of players that I think really do develop nicely. They play in a group environment. They're having the one-to-one lessons, which, yes, okay, financially it's more, but I think you like the stat that you threw in there in terms of that increase in terms of improvement. I think that's probably the way I would go. So I kind of
Obviously.
withdrew that question back to you, but I feel like that's a bit unfair. You can
Well, I
answer.
think no, I think you kind of the way you put that actually is quite interesting, because you kind of, you're kind of talking about the different types of people's journeys, and obviously, like you say, we don't get one particular person doing one particular thing, right? So if you're listening out there and obviously you're trying to find it, hopefully, what we're talking about today kind of helps you understand where you should be going, whether it's a hit, whether it's a private lesson, or whether it's a group session that suits you. Because some people have social goals, just want to play tennis, want to turn up. Other people have competition goals, and they want to kind of be more competitive and want to, get a faster top spin, hit penetrating balls through the baseline that are going to take time away from players, that type of stuff. So it's whatever you're looking out there for your particular goal. I think you've kind of turned on that point quite nicely. So yeah, I think that's probably it from me.
Yeah, I think that's in a nutshell. I think we've looked at it from different avenues, from the player to the coach. And I guess like not every shoe's gonna fit everybody. I think everyone's gonna like different things, aren't they? I think that's what we're
Yeah.
saying. But we would certainly recommend trying a bit of everything, really.
Yeah.
To say you've done it, and B, actually you're going to find out. And probably the other thing is, actually don't always necessarily get stuck at a certain place and feel like that's the place you should always go. I mean, I'm sure, as you can probably testify, there are players that will come and see me for an individual and then go somewhere else to see another coach. Not everybody that sees me or sees yourself is molded to see me or you. They are potentially going to work better with another coach, or that interaction is going to be better, and vice versa. Somebody might come to me from another coach. So I think that's the other thing, like personalities and how you communicate with someone is always going to be,
Yeah.
we'll do our best to always communicate well with somebody in front of us. Because again, they are somebody who, again, coming back to it, one to one, they are paying. But again, you may get a better, I don't know what I'm trying to say, I guess a better interaction and a better productivity out of your session with somebody else as another coach.
Yeah, I think, well, just going on that, I think it, like you say, somebody that, teaches you a forehand might have, we all don't say it's all kind of completely one thing, do we? But people kind of have their own philosophies of how they teach something. So how they word it, how they explain it, how they demonstrate it. And, you versus I, we might do something slightly differently, which might sync with one player going to you and maybe not me, or vice versa. Do you know what I mean? They might understand something differently based on how we teach it, sort of thing. The other thing I was just going to say is, obviously, the kind of the amount of times that you're coaching, and obviously you're going to go through periodizations, aren't you? I know obviously it's a bit of a big topic, but if you're going into a full set of competition, for example, then maybe just like the your private coaching or your group coaching will be more competition based. If you're learning about how to hit a ball, then you might say about your periodization is more kind of coach based. You might go and have those one to ones, one to twos, one to threes, and obviously getting those group coaching sessions or hits, and just kind of volumize the thing that you're trying to change. So it'll be less competition in that instance. So it all goes down to kind of goal sets, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. But anyway, that was good. I enjoyed
Yeah, lovely to speak to you as always.
that. Pleasure, as always, is mine. Anyway, I better let you go because you're getting a little old and a little tired by the looks of it. So I better let you go to bed.
Hey, come on, that's the age. Anyway, no,
Hey.
it's hope you've all enjoyed it anyway, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the next one.
Yeah, pleasure, everyone. Thank you very much for listening.
Take care.